Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, and Nathan Blihar from The Dirty Truth. Downtown Northampton, the tiniest sign you've ever seen. Notorious beer bar, almost a speakeasy by design. But what many people don't know about you, Nathan, and The Dirty Truth is that you are a local hero restaurant as well, using all sorts of local ingredients, some of which you brought right here. What did you bring?
A couple things from our friends at various farms. We've got some strawberries that we got from Red Fire. My partner Jerry and his wife made some jam.
So not only local hero grown, but produced. I guess you probably cook all the food too, so just jam just seems like it's that much harder.
Yeah,
to
locally
do
cooked burgers. We've got some currants that we got from Louis Batillon. He's got a place called Kindred Spirits up in Ashfield. Some Killamunk cherries.
Do they kill monks?
Yes.
If you need to kill a monk, give them a Killamunk
cherry out of the deal.
Drone for monks.
Don't say drone.
They're already listening.
The cherries that we have there, I actually don't know where they're from locally. One of the guys went over to the Tuesday market and got those. So if you were there, maybe you know who had cherries.
I know who had them. It was Ben Clark from Clarkdale Farm.
Oh, yes. Five the points. Incestuous local market.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've had some fans and critics talk about the Amherst Coffee, Dirty Truth, Lady Kilgrew, Shea Albert Mafia.
Why do they call it that? Because you guys are, you're friends with the owners of the Kilgrew and Rayo's, and you are on the Dirty Truth, and the Greenfield Coffee people are all buddies, right?
Yeah, I think we all got starts around the same time. Ken from Rayo's and Lady Kilgrew was delivering pizza for Sibby's when I was bartending at the Monin Dove. So a few years later, he bought the Lady Kilgrew, and then a few years after that, I became a partner at The Truth. I always look at him as a mentor, but there's also this sense of we're kind of like this tribe.
It's almost like together. The second generation or the second wave of the local business here. You know, we see the people who, you know, Gordy Thorne and A.J. LaFleur from the Mountain Goat and all the people that kind of founded Northampton as we know it. The next generation coming up behind them is you guys, Ken and Bob from Bueno Isano.
Well, when we were building the Monin Dove before the Dirty Truth opened, we built all the bar and furniture in Bob's basement, and we were all of us from Boston at the time when we were sleeping on Bob's couches. So we took over his whole house. So without Bob Lowry, Bob was a bit ahead of all of us, I think, and he's made a lot possible for us.
Bueno Bob, as we call him, from Bueno Isano. And
Bueno Business, Buddha Bob.
Buddha Bob, yep. Yeah. And the thing that's amazing about what you guys have all done, too, from a local hero perspective, is that you do have that not only commitment to our local downtowns and employing people locally, but local ingredients, some of which you've mentioned here as well. What else do we got that's locally grown? Nathan Blihar from The Dirty Truth.
We have some microgreens here from Old Friends Farm. They literally are old friends of ours.
You can only shop there if you're an old friend. It's like the Dirty. It's got that little speakeasy element to it. The Dirty Truth has the reputation of being a great beer bar locally, but you do have a full menu there. What are some of the kinds of things people get when they go?
You know, years ago, it was more of a traditional pub menu, and it was good, but it was not as intentional as the way the beer list was curated. So the identity of the menu was pretty all over the place for a long time. And then as we saw how certain things did, they became sort of mainstays. And some of them, the guys labor over placement of ingredients on this really beautiful special with chicken mushrooms and some of these peas and the microgreens and everything. It's so beautiful. And then we feel like we're just selling IPAs and nachos all day. But we also believe in the nachos. I think tart bakery opening was a big change for us because my mom always said that no matter how good all the food is at a restaurant, you judge a restaurant by the bread. It's hard to get good bread consistently. So when Tart opened and they were already totally swamped with all the shops providing for Greenfield and Amherst and Northampton and having a walk-in bakery, they were kind enough to take us on too. So we're getting our brioche from them.
So you and I were having a quick conversation about, like, I wouldn't have known that your ketchup is made in-house and made with local ingredients. And you and I were bantering this back and forth. So the menu doesn't let us know that.
Right. There are some.
So Phil's giving you some constructive criticism on your menu.
No. I think it just gets into your philosophy, which is wonderful.
Less is more.
Well, I don't know. You might have turned me around a little bit on it in that conversation, but the thinking on it so far has been, I don't want to be putting that local hero badge around. I don't want to use it as an advertising technique. We do it because it's the best food. The best ingredients are local. I might spend a little bit more in the end, but I'd rather spend that on its local products and its local work. So all those people working in the restaurant.
And that is kind of going above and beyond the call of duty, especially for a beer bar or a bar that's known for being a beer bar, and that many people want to have the nachos, as you mentioned, but you guys still make that effort to source out this stuff locally. Nathan Blihar from The Dirty Truth and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks with the local hero challenge.
This month, again, is if you have a kid and your kid likes to eat and cook and has a recipe, you can send it in and they may end up having their recipe in an upcoming cookbook. And there's a local farm dinner happening at Enterprise Farm, brought to you by Whole Foods Market, and that's on Saturday, July 27th. Everything is local on the menu, and that's also at buylocalfood.org.